ticket for free. So go ahead, dream on. What would you do if you won? Go to lottery.com to learn more.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the El Paso History Radio Show. Good morning,
good Melissa Sargent. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's a beautiful day out, my gosh.
Hey, it's a nice place to be here in El Paso, and if you want to have the cold weather, then go to Buffalo.
There you go.
I'm not going there. Another radio show live here on KTSM AM 690+. Plus, it's online at... Where is it online? You can text us. It's somewhere out there. You know where it is.
It's out there. Anybody can listen to us at ktsmradio.com or the iHeartRadio.com link, where you can listen to us anywhere on the planet.
And we're the ones who always say that Texas history begins in El Paso. And also, today you've got an interesting second hour history moment. It's a coincidence that it's about Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
It happens to be May 5th.
That's right.
How do you do these things?
Well, this is why I decided we should talk a little bit more about why people celebrate Cinco de Mayo versus just getting drunk on Cinco de Mayo.
It was created by the Budweiser people, or the Miller Lite people, I think, maybe.
All those alcoholic companies, yes.
And the Mexicans didn't do it.
Yeah,
so there
that's
we are.
True.
But anyway, we're going to have trivia today. Trivia is going to be interesting.
Yes, it should be.
And what are you going to do about it?
Well, we're going to have a gift certificate for the first caller that wins. We'll have a gift certificate to Pepe's New Mexican Food in Canutillo, or an El Paso Gold DVD, of which we have several, Gunfights of the Old West, which should be appropriate for conversations today, Mount Cristo Rey, Legends of El Paso Mountains, Mexican Revolution, which is perfect for the history moment, Tom Lee's El Paso Ghost Stories 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I brought two copies of some of those more classic ones, mm-hmm. The Legends, the Gunfights, the whatever. So we give them away where we can.
That's all right.
Now, that being said, what it is, Lunch at Pepe's today has been declared. We have a guest here who needs to go back to New Mexico, and I convinced him to come down here by saying, you can go back by Pepe's on your way back to New Mexico, and I'll buy him lunch.
That's right.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
I'll buy him lunch.
And if you want to miss that mess on I-10, you can take Paisano to Donovan all the way up, too.
That's a good way to do that.
Yeah, I scooted right down here without any hassles.
The guy in question is named Herb Marsh. Good morning, Herb. Welcome here. You're here.
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome. Welcome for being here, because you had to come in all the way from New and Mexico at the same time. And what we've got here is the Lincoln County War. Herb, that was an Old West conflict, as you know. Rival factions in 1878 in New Mexico territory. The feud became famous, I think, because of the participation of Billy the Kid. But then I don't know all the details, so I thought I'd ask somebody who probably does. And this is a gentleman who is a retired judge. We'll accept that on face value. But you've also dabbled in quite a bit of New Mexico history. And guess where this guy lives now?
Lincoln County.
Just down the street from the courthouse in Lincoln, New Mexico. Right. So that being said here, Herb, what do we need to know about this? Because you have the Lincoln County War basically 1878 to 1881. And there was a lot going on back then. What are your thoughts here? Because I want to hear about Billy, the Lincoln War. Where should we start?
Well, the Lincoln County War was indeed a vicious period of history there in that town. Lincoln is still there. It's still original. It's still as pristine as it was in the 1870s and 1880s. A beautiful place, a very nice community. Many of the buildings and homes and structures are still historic. It is now a state, New Mexico State Historic Site.
The whole town?
Yes.
Ah.
Well, just about the whole town.
Okay.
There's some private property there,
okay.
Private homes and so forth. But most of the public buildings are now supervised by the state of New Mexico, okay. Historic sites. And they've taken very good care of it. It's in the middle of a historic district. Many years ago, somebody had the foresight to create a historic district that runs 5 miles either side of Lincoln.
Oh.
And that has saved Lincoln for what it is today.
There's no McDonald's or Taco Bell's right in the middle
there
of town.
There is not, and thank this goodness. Historic district is what has kept all of that out. Tombstone's a great place, too, but we all know how commercialized Tombstone yeah. is. That has not happened to Lincoln. Lincoln is pristine and original.
And Lincoln, if I may say so, Melissa, Lincoln has better history than Tombstone. Ooh, did I say
yes.
that?
It has a lot of wonderful history. I mean, besides Billy the Kid, the Lincoln County Wars, I mean, there's some incredible history. It goes even deeper than that. And there's the new archives are up there, correct?
What archives?
Yes, the archives are known as the Hen Johnson Library and Local History Archives Foundation.
What Johnson?
Hen Johnson, H-E-N-N.
That's a guy's name or somebody's name?
Okay. Which was the lady's name, Nora Hen.
Okay.
Nora True Hen, right, wasn't it?
Nora True Hen.
What'd she have to do with all this?
Well, she came there in the mid-50s and spent almost 50 years there, became the first lady of history in Lincoln. I mean, she was the kind of person who could tell you what color socks somebody was wearing on any given day
wow.
of the Lincoln County War. She knew that much detail about the history of the war and the history of the county and everybody who participated in it.
Did she have family involved, or was she just a history buff?
Just she and her husband. She was a super history buff.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And everybody recognized that.
Color of socks, you know what I mean?
She passed away in 2011 and at that point left her archives and her house there just outside of Lincoln to a foundation she had created before her death, and now it's a research facility for anybody who wants to come there and do some serious research.
Now, is it strictly on the Lincoln Wars or on Lincoln County as itself?
Lincoln County as a whole.
Wow.
Family history. Lincoln County didn't have too much of a Wild West history except for the town of Lincoln.
Yeah.
Her archives covers just about anything that happened in Lincoln County, particularly the war.
Wow.
That was a rough time frame. I mean, there was a Lincoln County war from 78 to 81, give or take. But the things going on around the region, there was a lot going on out there. You had the Salt War, 1877, a year before. That was in El Paso County. There were 25 people killed, some of them Texas Rangers. The 1870s El Paso was a lawless place with gambling and prostitution. Although some people wouldn't say, what's wrong with that? Other people would say, hey, that's not right, so take your pick. But all this was going on at the same time. The Las Cuevas War was happening, an armed conflict between Texas Rangers and irregular forces of Mexican militia, November 1875. And 1870s, the U.S. Army was fighting Native Americans all over the place. The Victoria, one of the greatest Apache military strategists of all time, dies in 1880, and that was just south of El Paso. Mexican Revolution basically began in 1876 with the beginning of President Porfirio Diaz in office.
How many times do they have Mexican revolutions? I mean, if you look at their history.
Pancho Villa was born right in that year, 1881. The trains came to El Paso. So the Lincoln County War sort of fits into a wild, wild area, region of the West.
Everything was very wild,
yes.
Then, especially in Lincoln.
Turbulent times.
And Buffalo soldiers everywhere trying to chase the Indians.
Right there at Fort Stanton, which is just a few miles from Lincoln. The history of Fort Stanton is intertwined very much with the history of the town of Lincoln.
How?
Well, the Fort Stanton troops actually found themselves involved in the Lincoln County War, the last part of Lincoln County War. The last big event of the war was what's referred to as the 5 Days Battle in Lincoln, or as some have called it, the Big Killing, as they called it back then.
Oh.
5 days between the McSween-Tunstall forces and the Murphy-Dolan forces, right there in the middle of Lincoln. 5-day gun battle. It was resolved only by the commanding officer of Fort Stanton leading some troops in town. Now, that commanding officer, whose name was Colonel Dudley, happened to be kind of on the side of Murphy Dolan. He kind of liked them better than he did the McSween Tunstall faction. And so he came into town with a large group of soldiers, marched right down the middle of the street, and brought with him a Gatling gun and a mountain howitzer.
Okay.
he came there for serious business. He set the mountain howitzer up in the middle of the street and pointed it at one of the houses in which the McSween forces were ensconced.
Uh-huh.
And said, "You all get out of there or I will blow the place up." They all left there. They went down to a house on one end of town known as the Ellis House, a beautiful place that's still there. And he turned the howitzer toward the Ellis House and said, "You guys get out of there or I'll blow that house up."
Goodness.
So that all by itself kind of swung the balance of power on that last big event of Lincoln County War, swung the balance of power over to the Murphy Dolan.
Now Murphy was the guy who had the courthouse originally, or was he?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Murphy Dolan's store.
Uh-huh.
He and Murphy and Dolan and Fritz had built that store in the mid-1870s. And then Tunstall came to town, of course, and opened his own store. Now, that started the bad feelings between the factions. So part of the Lincoln County War had to do with the fact that they didn't like each other very much for competition reasons. But there was also an equally important aspect of the war that isn't delved into too much these days, but it was equally as much of a cause as the competition between these personalities. And that was that Lawyer McSween. You might know that a lawyer was involved in the middle of it.
Oh, there will always be a lawyer.
Always an attorney.
Said the lawyer. Yes, go ahead.
He had evidently run off with a great deal of money from the estate of Emil Fritz, who was a partner of Murphy in the store. He had died a couple of years before that. They had hired McSween to handle the estate, and he arranged for a large amount of insurance money, life insurance money, to be transferred to the estate, but he never turned it over to the estate.
Forgot and, that detail, did he?
Forgot that one part of his responsibilities, and that really started the shooting war. That all by itself caused the hostility and the very strong feelings between the parties, even more than the competition did.
Weren't they involved in providing beef to the Army somebody? Wasn't that part of this equation somewhere?
And to the Mescalero Agency. So there were military contracts and there were the Indian Agency contracts. That was very lucrative, and Murphy Dolan's store had always had the advantage on that. They had all the contracts cornered, and they weren't about to let anybody else have a piece of them. In Nora Hinn's book, which is entitled Lincoln County and Its Wars, she goes into many of the, I wouldn't call them transactions, I would say just business practices of Murphy Dolan vis-a-vis the Indian and Fort Stanton contracts. They were very profitable, but it turns out that Murphy Dolan had the contracts in their pocket and the Indian agents in their pocket and really had the entire front covered. And they didn't want any competition.
This is the beginning of the story. Herb, we've got to take a break here. But we also, you're talking about Nora Truhen. She was the lady you're referring to?
Yes.
Who had all this history? And also, just a quick thought, that building that had become the courthouse, it had been something else before the courthouse. What was it?
It was a Murphy Dolan store.
Okay.
Murphy and Dolan built that two-story building. It's the only two-story adobe building in Lincoln. They built it in the mid-70s. And it was their store for several years.
It was a general store, right?
Until after it was a general store. It also had some other functions
like
inside
what?
Of it. Well, such as a Masonic Hall.
A Masonic Hall?
A Masonic Hall on the upper floors.
What else was on the lower floor there?
Well, there was a bar and a billiard room.
Okay, got to have that.
But also Murphy and Dolan lived there on the premises.
Oh, okay.
And so upstairs they had their living quarters.
I see. Interesting stuff here. Herb Marsh is in the house. He was once a lawyer in El Paso and still admits it. I don't mean that in a bad way. You know, Herb, I remember coming down to visit you in your office one time, and you were a judge at the time. We have to ask you after the break here what that all means, because I don't understand all that.
Well, he was a district judge.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I never had to go down there because it was a court event.
It was always a pleasant
visit. I went down there as a friend saying, how you doing? Let's go to
life. You weren't standing in front of the bench.
No,
what it was.
I wasn't in the proceedings.
Count yourself lucky.
Exactly.
You did not appear before me.
Exactly. No, it wasn't me. I didn't do that.
But he would have been a just judge.
I don't know. I mean, he's sitting right here today. He survived somehow. And now let's move on. You know what you should do? You should flip these 2 hours of trivia, I think. What do you think?
No, we actually covered the first two questions.
You sure?
Yeah, we did.
All right, go for it. Trivia time.
So now a quick trivia for $20 in food at Pepe's New Mexican Food in Canyotillo or an El Paso Gold DVD. All right, so the questions were, before he retired and left El Paso, what did Herb Marsh do for a living?
Oh, no.
Which we just discussed several times. And the town of Lincoln in Lincoln County, New Mexico. Oh, we didn't discuss that one. I take it back. Well, that should be an easy one.
Well, go down to the next one then.
Okay.
Pick one.
Who was the first lady of Lincoln County?
Oh, the history there?
Yeah, the Lincoln County history.
That
who was the first lady?
It.
We did talk
so
about
we're
her.
We're basically trying to give away this stuff.
That's right. 20
bucks in Pepe's. We're going there today for lunch. And
El Paso Gold DVD, of which we got several.
And I put doubles in there of the mountains, Crystal Ray, the Mexican Revolution sites, if somebody wants those. Somebody's already calling. We didn't give out the number. What is the number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-6131. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-6131. That's 1-800-900-6131. 1-800-900-6131.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-798-2477. 800-798-2477. 800-798-2477.
Optima Tax Relief.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Errett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. One of the things I value most in life is time. Time to spend with my daughter, time to spend with family, and the time I put into my company that's reinventing the way women color their hair. The busiest, most successful women I know use Madison Reed, the amazing hair color hack. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, shiny, multidimensional, healthy-looking hair with an ammonia-free formula. You'll look like you just came from a salon, but the reality is you have more me time to do what you love. Things get busy. Let us take care of you and your hair. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code SUPER. That's code SUPER. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
Jackson here with Melissa. We've got Renee and Rick on hold. There's a line open, 544-5876. We've asked two questions. We have two callers. That could work well.
That
However,
could work quite well.
What do we do if we have a third caller?
Well,
they can ask us a question.
That's
and if
true.
It's a decent question, Herb, we give them the food anywhere, whatever, you know?
Or I could ask them that other question we didn't.
Oh, that's true.
That's
we have
a couple. Easy one.
All right, call it 544-5876. Okay, what are we going to do about this? We've got Saturday today, Heritage Preservation on the Rio. Keystone Heritage Park is starting out Preservation Month all day today till 3 o'clock. Bernie's available on his phone. I think this will still ring in his pocket, 581-7920. But their nature walks, it won't?
No, he can try his cell phone.
What's that number?
241-7406.
Ring it up just for heck of it.
Yeah,
it's Bernie.
But
anyway, it's a nature walks, history talks, exhibits about the Rio Grande and its influence on West Texas and the Southwest. The sponsors are Keystone Heritage Park Association, the El Paso History Alliance, and please join them. They're going to be out there all day long today doing stuff, 4200 Donovan Drive, the Railroad Transportation Museum, and the Military History Museum of El Paso, the Rough Riders of the Spanish-American War, CARTA, Camino Real Tierra Dentro, the Rock Club, West Side Club, Cub Scout Pack. That if you want to put your kid in Cub Scouts, go show them what they do
out
there.
Out there.
And Keystone Heritage Park, as I mentioned, TxDOT Travel Information, Frontera Land Alliance. There's a lot of people here. High Desert Nursery, the Renaissance Music with Dale Taylor. Oh,
yes.
That's the old music.
Yes.
Dale's not that old, but the instruments are that old.
Yeah,
go see what Dale's doing out there. But the music is at 1:30. Crafts for Sale, Plant and Wildlife Presentation, that's actually going on today. Also going on today, we have the International Museum of Art. They're having an architectural film, The Fountainhead. Have you ever seen that?
That is a great film.
Never
I've read the book.
That. 1211 Montana, parking in the back, 2 p.m. today. 543-6747. It's an architectural film, apparently, about Ayn Rand's novel.
It's kind of an architecture film.
I don't know, because I haven't seen it. But that's Jay Duncan going to help you with that down there.
You should watch it. A lot of what goes on in there is very applicable to today.
Oh, no. If it's not like that, I don't
see
it.
Oh, no, no.
It's a good thing?
Good film. Yeah,
oh, the good parts of today.
Yes,
not
yes.
The current other. Okay, what do you got?
Okay, well, talking about preservation, Sunday, May 6th, which is tomorrow, San Elizario has got a historic district free walking tour at the Main Street Mercantile. And that's at 1501 Main Street in San Elizario. And it's a slow walking, handicap accessible tour for approximately 2.5 hours of San Elizario Historic District, featuring over 415 years of historical events. And this is sponsored by the San Elizario Genealogical and Historical Society. Then celebrate Texas Historical Commission's State Historic Sites Free Day. And that's going to be at the McGoffin Home tomorrow. And the tours are free from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you can go to the McGoffin Home free of charge. And they're, like I said, it's going to be free. And the first tour, let's see, starts at 9 a.m. and the last tour will be at 4 p.m. And it's a great way to go in and visit the McGoffin Home and see it's one of our original homes here in El Paso. Owned by the McGoffins, it's a great place to go. And then you have the construction and renovation of the Turney Mansion, a Trost masterpiece.
That's two events this week, one that's, today, one tomorrow
down there. Let's see.
International Museum of Art.
Right. I was just making sure that was the same day.
No, they're on two different days. Today they're doing the film. Tomorrow they're doing the talk.
Right. That's right. Okay. I wanted to make sure. From 2 to 4 p.m. at the Turney Mansion, which is, of course, like I said, the International Museum of Art at 1211 Montana. Mary Jo Melby, Prince McKenzie, and Daryl Hyatt will discuss the life and work of William Ward Turney and the construction of the largest mansion in El Paso. Turney commissions Henry C. Trost to design the mansion constructed by Ponsford Brothers Construction, and there'll be a focus on the adaptation for public use and restoration process by the City of El Paso. And the sponsor is the International Museum of Art.
1211 Montana tomorrow for that.
Yeah.
But today, 2 p.m., same address for that film.
Yes.
Interesting stuff. All right, we got people on hold. Shall we get them off a hold?
I think we should.
Well, let's get them off a hold in the order they call. We got a bunch of prizes here. Let's go to Renee. Good morning, Renee.
Renee?
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine.
You ready to go for that first question?
Let's give it a try.
Okay. Before he retired and left El Paso, what did Herb Marsh do for a living?
He was an attorney, and we had a mutual friend named Dudley Mann.
Oh, well, he knows even more about him, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to give him a judgeship or not?
Well, I mean, he was an attorney.
He got it either way.
I think. Okay. In fact, he knew good friends, had mutual friends, I think.
So he didn't appear before the judge either.
No. Well, we don't know that. But
we don't know.
Okay, Renee, did you want the $20 in gift certificates to Pepe's, or did you want an El Paso?
I'll take Pepe's anytime.
Oh, he's
Pepe's.
A Pepe.
Pepe, you can eat Pepe's today, and DVD will last you for a long time. However, not as long as Pepe's.
See, Pepe's
don't go there.
Pepe's has got calories, but the DVD does calorie free.
Oh,
I got both those CDs anyway.
Well, you know what? You have them already. The DVDs. Here's what you do: when you have too many DVDs, start sending them to your cousins in Chicago, and then buy some more. You know.
We'll do it.
As a plan here. Hold on.
Thanks
here.
Thanks for listening.
And hold on, Shelley will tell you how to pick up your prize. Okay.
Okay. Thank you much.
Thank you very much for playing here. 544-5876, there's still a line open. We have another question. We have another guy, and his name is Rick. Hey, Rick, talk to Shelly. No, talk to, what's your name?
Talk to me, Melissa.
Melissa, I knew you from a long time ago.
Somebody by that name, I don't know. Okay, the second question was, who was the First Lady of Lincoln County history?
Okay, love you, Melissa. Love you, Jackson.
Thank you.
Great show.
What?
It's going to be Nora Truhan.
Oh, listen, he gets an award.
You were listening, weren't you, Rick?
Pardon?
Did you know that already, or were you just listening carefully?
I was listening carefully.
Okay, well, darn good for you.
I've always learned, sooner or later you will be on the UTEP to get a degree from your show. I know it's going
to
happen.
There
you mean
go.
They have to? You mean they get a degree by listening
we
to
should,
our show?
We should be giving
yes,
out
sir,
degrees.
Yes, sir. You give so much information. You can't even learn that at UTEP.
Well, I got news for you. You don't learn it in the public schools either, and that's why this is popular stuff.
See, we should give out honorary degrees.
We can do that.
We're online, so well,
we're
can
giving.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm here. I'm waiting for that degree.
We're giving out right now honorary prizes.
So we have gold El Paso gold DVDs left. Which one would you like? We've got the Transportation DVD, Gunfights of the Old West, Mount Cristo Rey, Legends of El Paso's Mountains, Mexican Revolution, Tom Lee's El Paso, or Ghost Stories 1, 3, and 4.
I want the Gunfighters number 3.
Oops, we only have one. So.
Well, the third one you said was Gunfighters. There's only one Gunfighter.
Only one Gunfighters, because we all got killed off.
Okay, give me the Ghost Stories then, number 3.
Oh, number three. You know what's in number 3? The Missing Pattersons.
Ooh.
You know what that story's about?
About them burying the father and son disappeared?
No. It was a husband and wife.
Oh,
1957, March the 5th. Oh, I tell you what, watch that segment and call me, tell me what you think. To me, that was one of the most. Herb Marsh, you were here in the 50s, weren't you?
I was.
You remember the Pattersons missing?
I sure do, yes.
I mean, that was such a huge. They just disappeared out of nowhere. They left their wallets on the counter. What are your thoughts?
I remember them disappearing. I remember it becoming a cold case. And I remember maybe 20 years ago, there was a sudden flash of action. They thought they'd found some new evidence or some new testimony or something. But then nothing became of that.
Sheriff Samaniego reopened it in the early 2000s. And it never got solved. So there you go. All right, Rick, when you check that out, call us up. Tell us what you think, all right?
Definitely will. You all have a good. And, yes, thank you for being there, Mr. Herb. And I thank you again all.
Thank you, sir. Hold on. Don't go away. You got to talk to Shelley. Here we go. All right. And also, we want to thank Shelley in the control room there for putting up with our abuse.
Right.
It's pretty good abuse, though.
Yes.
I mean, we sometimes take
it depends.
A lunch.
You may ask.
I'll speak for her. She's on the phone now. She can't really listen
can't
to me.
You.
She's doing that thing. And the other guy in there, you know who he is?
Sergio Valenzuela.
The man who does his thing. And we announce him like he scored a goal. What do you think, Herb?
There he goes.
And there's his fan club. He's got them.
Yeah, 40, they're all crammed in the
booth. There's 47 of them in there. My God, let's do something else for a while here. Should we do that?
We shall.
Taking a break, call us if you need to. Or Facebook.
Facebook us. I'm going to be putting Herb Marsh's picture up soon.
8,256 people. That's how. And that's just Facebook. That's the number of people that we have reached with the announcement for the day. And Herb, that's not your picture up there. That's Billy the Kid. But when we come back after this break, we want to ask you about that picture.
Do that.
Uh-huh. See you in a minute. Call us up.
915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PROUD to 79645. That's P-R-O-U-D to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PROUD to 79645. That's P-R-O-U-D. To 79645.
Join the T.J. Martell Foundation in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save more lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn more.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
The El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got a lot of history going on here. We're going to talk to Herb Marsh a little more, a lot more, till noon even, and then we're going to go to Pepe's, so there. But the things going on today all over town. Preservation Month is upon us, and the whole crowd of things, they filled up a spreadsheet. Did you see this, Melissa?
I know.
They filled up an
incredible.
Entire spreadsheet, and things going on today. We talked about the Heritage Preservation on the Rio. Waco Tanks is active. The film today at 2 o'clock, and then tomorrow, there's a whole list of things. So take a look at things, and you know who has this? The Texas Trust Society put all of this online on their website.
Yeah, and also it said the El Paso Scene.
Scene's got it. Oh,
that's
yes.
Right, in their magazine and online.
And online. So take a look at those locations to get some involvement.
And another thing, today at 2 p.m. at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology, speaker Mark Calamia, I should say doctor because he's a PhD.
Mr. Doctor to you.
Mr. Doctor, yes. Involvement at Gila Cliff Dwellings. National Monument. This is a, although the Native American participation in museum exhibit planning and design has now become common among some museums, this presentation will address one such project in which several Pueblo Apache Indian tribes have recently been engaged in ongoing planning for a new exhibit involving archaeological collections from the 533-acre Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument established in 1907 to protect the largest known Mogollon cliff dwelling in the United States, or I should say the U.S. Southwest. And this is going to be a great talk. Mark does know a lot about this group up there, and that is a fantastic place if nobody's ever been up there.
Interesting things in the middle of nowhere, but back then that was the only place to be.
Oh, it's fantastic.
If you're an Indian, they had to be there.
Yeah, I've been to several different cliff dwellings, and that's probably one of the most fantastic.
It's amazing what went on. Herb, you never lived in a cliff dwelling, did you?
I have not, no.
You have not. Herb Marsh is here. Retired dude, and that's just your title now. You're a retired dude, right?
I'm a retired dude.
Okay, now, but you retired to Lincoln County, New Mexico, where history just kind of oozes out of the walls of that place. The big deal there was one man named Billy the Kid was a huge deal there. Talk about him and who was he, and why do we have only one picture of him, or do we?
I think we only have the one tintype photo of Billy, and he was... Billy was a most unusual outlaw, and he didn't fit the usual image of a shooter or an outlaw. Everybody liked him. Everybody did.
He was a kid.
He was very young, of course. he spoke Spanish fluently, just picked it up on his own. Evidently, he had quite a bit of native intelligence. He was jovial, he was kind, he was polite, he was courteous. Everybody up there liked him, especially he had many Hispanic friends. But everybody who met him liked him. He was not, thuggish type of outlaw. And that helped him with his popularity. It helped him when it came to hiding because he had many friends who were willing to protect him. In addition to all of that, though, he was brave, brave beyond comparison, I think. When trouble presented itself in any form or fashion, he was the first one to step up and go to the front and confront whatever was the danger, whether it be other people or any other type of situation. It was a personality that made him... renown as much as his deeds. He was very good with a six shooter, extremely good with a six shooter. He'd evidently practiced probably since he learned how to walk. But he was known for that. And he had a great many friends in Lincoln County and in Fort Sumter, of course. And it's that personality that is as much his
His legacy yeah.
as anything else.
Amazing.
I don't think a lot of times they try to portray him as being a cold-blooded killer. And like you said, the things I've read about him, what you're describing him as, I don't see him as being that cold-blooded, in a sense, maybe more self-defense or fighting for the right of whoever he was defending.
I'm only speaking for myself here, but... my reading makes me think that he was indeed a bad guy. He could be jovial. He could be friendly. He could laugh. He could have a good time. He was a ladies' man. But he was indeed he did have an outlaw mind.
Okay.
And he did dispatch many individuals.
Well, yeah.
Some with cause, some without cause.
Okay.
I received a handwritten letter from a lady in Lincoln the other day. A handwritten letter written by her great-grandfather, who worked with Billy on the Chisholm Ranch down by Roswell. And this individual, the great-grandfather, describes how he and Billy were sent by Chisholm into the panhandle of Texas to pick up some bulls for the Chisholm Ranch. They went by rail, and they got to their destination and had there was some kind of fracas in a restaurant or eating hall there, and some gunplay started. They ran out back toward the train. A couple other armed individuals followed them, and the great-grandfather in the letter says, Billy laid them down.
Ooh.
And then on the way back, the great-grandfather talks about stopping in Seven Rivers, which was the area which was the home of many of Chisholm's enemies, and stopped in Seven Rivers, went to a baile or a dance or a party in Seven Rivers, and there the great-grandfather said he killed another man that night. And then finally they made it back to the Chisholm Ranch. Now there, all by itself, are probably three fatalities attributed to Billy that probably aren't in the record books.
Oh.
And I really think that the legend, the story that Billy had killed 21 times before he was 21 years old is probably true.
Or low.
Or more.
It's a low number.
Could be.
Oh, my
God. He had a bad temper.
Billy the Kid stirs up a lot of people. Now, we've stirred up some people in San Eli already. What are your thoughts before I go to the phone here? What happened with Billy the Kid? Did he go to San Elizario, or do you have any information on that?
I don't have any information on that. I know it appears in certain parts of the literature that he may have gone down to San Eli as part of the John McKinney gang,
oh,
who operated from the Las Cruces area, from the Don Ana County area, trying to rescue one of their gang members who had been put in jail there in San Eli, and they were going to break him out. But that's all of the story I understand.
Let's get some more story here. We got a guy from San Eli named George. Hey, George, how goes it?
Hey, how's it going? How you doing, Jackson, Melissa?
Hey there, George.
Hey, you had a great conference last weekend, dude. I heard all about it. We have some video from there. Good stuff.
Very, very good speaker. It was outstanding.
So what do you know?
I wanted to ask Herb if he has seen the lineup of sheriffs of Lincoln County there at the museum.
The lineup of what? I'm sorry.
Sheriffs.
Lineup of sheriffs. Yes. Yes, I have.
Yes. Well, my third great grandfather, Juan Mauricio Sanchez, was appointed the sheriff there when the first sheriff that was elected quit. And I like to tell people he was the first sheriff of Lincoln County, but actually all he was doing was finishing the term of, I'm not sure what the elected sheriff's name was. I think it was Sosa, but I'm not sure. But it was Governor H.H. Heath that appointed him in 1869 to finish that the sheriff's term.
And we know you, so we seem like this is famous stuff.
And that was right after the county was created.
The reason I'm a genealogist is because I like to find these, you know, I'll never be famous, but I've got famous ancestors.
Now, we're going to make you famous. This is George Sanchez from San Eli. He's famous.
Yes, George.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us, dude. Appreciate it.
The other thing that I wanted to mention was the sheriff that followed my great-grandfather was the one that supposedly Billy the Kid helped kill, Brady, William Brady.
Well, he was a guard, wasn't he? Isn't that the deal?
No, Brady was the sheriff.
He was the sheriff. He was the sheriff.
He was the sheriff during the first part.
He's the one that follows Mauricio Sanchez, the elected sheriff of Lincoln County. Yes.
All right, well, thanks for sharing. Let's talk to Herbert about that for a minute. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, George.
All righty. Okay.
Bye, George.
Talk to you again. Great conference they had down there.
Yeah. Anyway,
but go ahead. What are the thoughts here on Brady?
Well, Brady was the sheriff during the first part of the Lincoln County War. William Brady was his name. He was a cohort of the Murphy-Dolan faction.
They seem to be the original winning side in this issue here.
Yes, and they in the end, at the end of the Lincoln County War, they were the only side left standing.
Oh, okay.
All the others were on the McSween-Tunstall side were they were defeated rather soundly.
But wasn't there a Tunstall store that still exists today?
It's still there.
Yeah, okay.
The original structure is still there. It's a museum. It's still filled with the original merchandise from the before the turn of the century. That store is still there, and it's quite something to see.
I think sometimes this radio show is like sitting around in that store with your feet up in a cold winter day, up your feet up next to the stove and listening to stories.
You can just feel it.
Yeah.
Part of the store there is that they've restored is Tunstall's old living quarters.
Okay. I thought we need to take a break. We need to take a break here, Herb. I hate to do that to you. But come back and finish Brady. We didn't finish Brady, did we? Okay, do that. All right. 544, whatever.
5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Do you have sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your big, bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well, I was too. That's why I'm so glad I called to try the Transcend Mini CPAP for 10 nights. I can't imagine living without it now. My Transcend is about as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. That's less hassle to carry than my shaving kit. Plus, I was able to add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. But hey, that's not all. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, which means I can finally sleep comfortably while flying. Heck, I can sleep comfortably anywhere now. So if that all sounds good to you, call now to give Transcend a try. You'll be glad you did.
Now you can try Transcend and sleep comfortably for 10 restful nights with a money-back guarantee. So call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-400-2199. Again, that's 1-800-400-2199, 1-800-400-2199.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Scientists tell us that Earth is overdue for a huge solar flare. Bad news, it'll probably fry our electronics and technology. Good news, we'll all get a spectacular tan. Well, a good place to hunker down for the looming sunpocalypse is Motel 6. You'll get a great low rate on a great room under a roof and save more for other stuff, like sunscreen or a nice big hat. Well, I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Or maybe not.
Happy Cinco de Mayo from iHeartRadio. Enjoy this amazing Saturday with tasty food, drinks, and, of course, music. Seriously, it's fun. Ready to get in the mood or set the mood for your party? There's a free iHeartRadio playlist for that. Open the app and tap on Playlists. All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free, including the free Cinco de Mayo playlist today.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, there are history lessons everywhere. We got a caller on hold here, but also the History Lessons Genealogy Society meeting Thursday, May the 10th, coming up this week. St. Paul's Methodist Church on Edgemere, and the program is Understanding Your DNA. Well, okay, I don't understand it. How do you understand it? But Barbara McCarthy knows how to do that. 591-2326 on that one. Daughters of the Republic of Texas, a Rio Grande chapter, Friday, May the 11th. Greenery in Sunland Park, 11 a.m. The program is Wolves. Presented by Nancy Bain. She loves wolves.
Yes.
Anyway, call them up, 760-5775. Harvey Girls doing their thing. Support of World War II troops. Smell the smoke and cinder and listen to the whistle of freight trains while you enjoy the program. They're going to hold this in a tunnel?
Yeah.
What the heck's that all about?
Other Bataan tunnel over there.
Let's see what they do about that. 2 p.m. on Monday the 14th, 591-2326. Corral the Westerners, use that same phone number or this one. Corral the Westerners, Friday, May 18th, Holiday Inn on Sunland Park. Indian Detour Guides of New Mexico. We talked about that.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well,
when you want to go see something Indian.
The Indians would meet him at the train and take him off around and show him the Indian lands.
And
kinds
so
of
that's an
stuff.
Indian detour. Herb, did you ever take one of those Indian detours?
No.
I didn't either.
That was prior to our time.
Kind of Indians. Anyway, they're going to do that. Westerners, 6 p.m. That's with dinner, $20. 7599538. So you got stuff.
Yeah. Well, next week, May 18th, 19th, and 20th, they've got free admission out at the El Paso Train Show. And they're going to continue celebrating a Historic Preservation Month in the coming of the railroads in May 1881. And you can climb aboard a real 1904 steam locomotive railroad. Our train and a 1929 caboose. See the model trains, a real boxcar, old West train robbery actors.
Who's that?
Maybe Six Guns and Shady Ladies.
Uh-huh.
They're going to have historical displays, railroad safety souvenirs for sale, and they're going to have food trucks, and every child gets a free train party hat.
Where Ooh. Is this?
This is going to be down there at the railroad.
Freeport.
Thank
Mac
you.
Moran.
Mac Moran. Yes, I was looking for the. Let me go back here to my better notes.
Freeport Mac Moran has two entrances off of Hawkins, so you just take the correct one.
Thank you. I'm glad you know that.
Well,
there.
I've been there.
I drive it, so I don't really think about it. So I just drive.
But that train is out there. They're going to pull it out toward the street and let you look at it, get on it, climb it, poke it. You know.
And the first 10 kids on Saturday get a free train T-shirt. So get on down there. That's going to be a fun event. So that'll be the 18th, 19th, and 20th. Now, also, speaking of trains, the El Paso Train Show, of course, that's
one you did.
And then also you've got, they're going to be talking about hobo codes, too. Let me see. Club Friendship will meet Tuesday, May 22nd at St. Paul's Methodist Church at 7000 Edgemere at 11 a.m. And their program, Hobo Codes of the Great Depression, presented by Patricia Kidney, and the luncheon program cost is only $10, and you must RSVP by May 18th to 591-2326.
I knew that one.
Right, and Forgotten Veterans of Concordia Cemetery will be honored Memorial Day, May 28th, at the Buffalo Soldier Memorial Monument, Stevens and Yandell, and this program includes the Empty Table Memorial, which is something, if you've never been to see this, it's a wonderful memorial to all soldiers that died. And the Buffalo Soldiers of the Southwest will be there, along with remembrance of the 270 veterans that we have found at Concordia so far. And that covers the Mexican War, the Civil War, Frontier Indian War, Spanish and American War, World Wars I and II, Korean and Vietnam War. And this is presented by Concordia Heritage Association, Ben Venitas Patterson All Airborne Chapter, 82nd Airborne Division, and the Donnie Brown Buffalo Soldiers Association. So if you have questions about that, you can also call 591-2326.
Hey.
But come on out there. It's a great way to remember people on Memorial Day.
Herb Marsh is in the house. We got a caller we're about to go to. Herb, it's going to be an interesting day, but we've got you here till noonish, correct? Oh, good. And then we're going to go to Pepe's after that. Even better. Be thinking about a special. You see Pepe's on the menu right there?
I see the menu.
What
right
you
here.
Need to do is pick one of those, and they end up being a $6 event no matter what it says on the menu.
Can I pick two?
Yeah, we'll probably work that in, I suppose.
Why not?
Let's go to Brad on the phone. Brad, you're on the radio. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. I had a question for your guest. I've always been curious about something about Billy the Kid. And I've read one book on him called The Good Side of the Bad Man, and maybe a few different articles. But one thing I never knew, maybe there's an obvious answer to this, but why he changed his name, maybe because he was an outlaw. But when he changed his name, because it seemed like at a pretty young age he changed his name. And usually people don't change their name unless they're going to leave the country, you know, go to a different territory and start over somewhere. I was always curious about that name change from Henry Antrim to William Bonney.
Huh. How about that?
It probably had to do with him just trying to keep himself anonymous. He did use two or three different alliterations of William Bonney, William McCarty. Anyway, there were three or four of them. And
with the why of
they're, you might be interested in. You may know the name Fred Nolan, who is in England, but he is the Lincoln County War and Billy the Kid historian by everybody's
measure.
And he recently found some interesting information about the family. He was supposedly from New York, and some of his researchers found a group of Bonnies and McCartys living right next door to each other in Utica, New York.
Interesting stuff.
With a mother who's a widow, and anyway, it seems to fit.
We're going to have to pick this up after the news here, Brad. Thank you very much for the call, and we'll see everybody then. We're going to keep talking about this.
Keep chatting away.
See what Mr. Billiam Bonney did.
This
Billiam?
Is more than one show.
Oh, it is. We'll see you next hour. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.